an inchok ben year in ein year in chokma. So we had some understanding, I believe, last week in Chanukah. The classical form, the most perfect form of an ein year in chokma is the Yevoni, right? That's we discussed that to some degree. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. So what we have to, what we need to do now in order to get this Mishnah moving right along is we have to have some understanding of the first part of this duality. Ein chokma ein yira. Ein chokma ein yira. What connection is there between Chokhmah and Yira? I mean, what connection is there in Yira? What is the prerequisite to Yira that needs Chokhmah? You need Chokhmah in Yira. And the simple understanding, a Chokhmah is something that you learn, books, teachers, tapes, wherever you learn it from. Chokhmah, so that's an intellectual pursuit. Chokhmah. Yira takes place in a different planet, in a different plane, in a different realm of nefesh. And if you want to translate Yira as religion, as many religions like to, that the basic relationship of Nivra to Bore the relationship of man to Elokus is more and foremost Yira. That comes from very simple, straightforward, first grade information. Look around the world. See how big, powerful, almighty, all-knowing, all simple, the understanding of Elokus that a child can have. Soon an adult. Just with the simplest understanding of what does it mean, Elokus. And that part is really quite easy to come to. Second part, which is slightly more difficult to come to, is the recognition of what the human value is relative to Elokus. We sometimes get wrapped up in our qualities and our accomplishments and our capabilities. We look at ourselves as something to be reckoned with. Sometimes you make a mistake with taking yourself seriously. Person comes to recognition of the nothingness, of the lowliness, of the simplicity. Limited. And now you take this nothing and put it from this great, the normal, healthy reaction. The essence of that state is Yira. You don't have to go that far to start with the meaning, littlest forms of yira. If I take something that is on most levels less than me, but on maybe physical strength, besides the mouth and teeth, for example, take a lion. He doesn't have all that much on me. In fact, there's a few things I have on him. But I wouldn't want to take him on one-on-one. And if Chas V'Shalom would ever be in that position, it wouldn't take any tremendous intelligence, any tremendous knowledge, any essay with the subject of Yir B'Chalal, the subject of Chochm B'Chalal, to attain Yir. So what do you mean, Chochm Yir? What does that mean? Yir is one of the most basic, base, natural, emotional reactions to anything that is fearful or awesome. But all you have to do is come in contact. You're walking in the forest and the lion will come out. There, you won't even think about it. No knowledge. You may not even know what it is that you're looking at. Then you're going to have even more fear. Generally, most fear is based on lack of knowledge. Why does a child go crazy in a lightning bolt? Especially if he doesn't see it very often. He doesn't know what it is. Doesn't have to do with that. So he's in tremendous fear. The fear of the unknown is one of the most basic sources of all other fears. So it would seem that we would say the opposite. That yesh chochma ein yir. Kama that a person has chochma, it doesn't have fear. It's only the lack of knowledge that makes him afraid. The more learned a person is of what the proper way to deal with any particular thing that it is that he needs to deal with it, the less afraid he is. And still, the Mishnah says, "Im ein chochma in yir." Ah,
could be that that's okay, except when it comes to Yiras Hashem, because by Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't fear in B'chalal. Without Chachma, we won't even know how to attain Yira. Because for things that we sense, that we have a presence of a lion, so we fear it. But since we don't have that presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu scaring us enough, we need Chachma to get it, to understand what Yiras Hashem is, what it is we're missing. Chachma is what's going to tell us what the year is, and then how to relate to it. Just a lack of knowledge, in this case, that doesn't make us afraid, but makes us distanced from the year. First time.
That's half the story.
So 50.
Right, you got rid of my lion. You got rid of the lightning. You didn't give me a religion. There's millions of people who are deeply religious, and they don't know a thing. They don't understand much more than they understand about lions. What are we going to do with them?
Well, they don't fear.
Yeah, they do.
the real
Nefiah,
but not the real Makor.
What's it?
That's the difference.
Well,
the difference is you need Chachma to feel the real Makor.
Why? What's not real about it?
Because it's something they made in their own image. It's not something that exists outside of them. I don't feel a real.
Why? Real take the Christians and the Muslims. They don't have to make a Buddhist law. Right? These people are the Maisa, they're Musuk Velokus. The center, basic element of Hashem Echod. They got it right.
Yeah. Without the Chachmas, they have it right for 5 minutes. I mean, he's the master and creator of the universe when it's convenient. Well, it's not exactly convenient, so then. But with Chachma, you realize it doesn't matter my convenience. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chachma will bring me to understand that I am always, always the Niver. They know, I don't think a Christian realizes he's a Niver. He may have moments where he subjects himself to some state of yira, but he's not always continuously in a state of knowledge, of understanding that there's, and there's me. That's a higher level.
So, there's no purpose in going into a vikuach about what happens the Christians in Finland somewhere. That's not exactly the point.
Okay.
But the whole life, and we need two things to clarify. Okay. And there's one very serious, serious question is why your first theme was correct. Why shouldn't we have a natural fear to the Rebbeinu Shalom, like we have from lions? Why shouldn't it be at least a possibility? In order to be feared, you don't have to have a lion in front of you. If you hear a rumor that somebody thought that there was a lion somewhere in the vicinity, that's enough. Maybe not. It doesn't even have to be a line. It can be something that you're not even sure if that exists, but maybe just a demon, like a ghost or something. Huh? It sounds like it's even worse here. You see, that in order to fear, it doesn't have to be a clear knowledge. It doesn't have to be a clear reality. It can be a distant reality. It can be a different part of the nature. If I want to really get somebody scared, right, I promise you, without a question, shadow of a doubt, right, that Dimyun is going to work a whole lot better than Chochmah. Right? It's very, very difficult to get somebody scared with Chochmah. It's simple as cartoons to get somebody scared.
What's my control?
You can be very controlled. Extremely controlled. You're not up to your Superman powers.
Yeah. The whole basis of horror stories and horror movies is that. It's not Als Chochma, it's all Als imagination.
If you can get a person to work along your Dimyun, you'll feed his Dimyun in a way that you wish, you can control him completely.
No, he can't control
it.
What? He can't control
it. So, ain't Chokhmah in year means uncontrollable year? That's the problem? You look good today. You look good. Maybe you can tell me what the difference is.
One is something near, one is something very distant.
You're right, you're wrong. Okay. It means we could use that as a means of expressing the difference. That there is a difference like that between you and Pach. And that could be a vehicle for expressing the idea that needs to be here, be clarified. Strictly speaking, in the clarity of the Loshon of Chazal, of Tanakh, Loshon HaKodesh. That difference is wrong. Both Yir and Pacha are very intrinsically related. Pachad Yitzchok. Yitzchok Avinu. Midas HaYir. Pachad Yitzchok. If we don't first understand that there's no difference between Yir and Pachad as far as the service that we're talking about here, then it would be a misuse of the terminology to explain the difference between the year without Chochmah and the year with Chochmah, the difference between year and Pachad. Afterwards, if you use those words to tag the differences in your head, I have nothing against it. But it's not the proper use. It's not Chazal's use of language. It's not. All right. Enoch Hanami, the classical terminology for the relation to the Bernshulam is Yir and not Pachad. But there are places, Pachad Yitzchok, Fentan Pachtocho, where it is used. There are others. And it definitely, unquestionably refers, especially refers to that Yir that cannot be attained without Chochmah. So even though there may have been certain understanding that you use these words for, I'm going to have to reject the words. So you're going to have to tell me the same idea that you meant without using those words.
Perhaps if this being was speaking about results from a level of clarity, unless you hear on seeing, it's a name, Yira. But that can lead into, that can be such a clarity that it can turn into a Pachad Yitzchak. If it's Yishras. It's not just intellectual, but if you consider it into his group, it becomes Pachad. But if something comes from, say, if something starts from, say, group first, without any level of understanding, it's called Pacha. That's not Pacha that we're speaking about. We're talking about Pacha Yitzchak. Just, I think, the difference is how you get to the Pacha.
Okay, again, I'm going to have to reject your terminology. But the idea is getting better. There are two halves to this problem, so we don't get confused. This is the confusing point. We have to keep our map clear on what we're talking about. There are two halves to the subject. One is, why don't we have the regular, use whichever word you like, Yir, Pachad, that we have from a lion? Why don't we have that from a bunch? How do we do Averis? Why are we not afraid that we're going to get it? He's told us in the study that we're going to get it. People around us are getting it all the time. We ourselves have had past experiences where we got it.
Well, we saw what we yet Aridic tells us. Don't worry about it. I mean, it's not. It's not like that. There's standard fear. I mean, there's nobody.
Will the Yetzirah be able to convince you to forget about lying?
To forget about a lion?
Yeah.
No.
Lion's real.
Because he's physical and he roars. And I have senses. I have senses in my body that pick him up. Whereas to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm only going to pick up through my seichel. So,
right.
I have something that offsets the Yetzirah.
The one area is to understand why we don't have natural fear. The general consensus of all of the Mephoshim that discussed this issue is as Xeris HaMelech. Sigzeris Akosuf, that says, Akol B'di Shemayim Chutz Minashem. Enoch Hanami, the natural need of the facts of life should have been that the Rebbe Shem should be at least in his own shim, should be at least the scariest lions. And then forget it. No, we will ever do it. Ever. You can't get much done in the world that way if you created a world for the possibility of a there. It wasn't going to be much accomplished the top was that.
Wasn't that out before the top? That wasn't Adam or Eve before the day. That wasn't.
You see, he did it. Huh? You see that he didn't.
No, but I mean before that.
But before that, he didn't.
Before that.
He did the very, right? He was in the situation of before he did the very when he did the very. So one understanding of the difference between the Vangshon and the Zonchim. In a line, is a clear of the cause of that the Vangshon eliminated the natural qualities that should have been. This is a nace. This is an intervention in the natural process. And Vangshon created the world. And creates the world constantly. That's why everything is Bidei Shemayim. And this he took out of the Bidei Shemayim. He said that won't work. Eliminate. He crossed it out. Eliminate. Delete. It doesn't work. And since then it hasn't worked. So this beginning of the understanding of why in Ein Chochma Ein Yirah is why in Yirah. And the beginning of the understanding, well why in Yirah? Why do you need Chochma to get Yirah? Why can't you go to Yirah in some simpler way? Is because that there's a Tzeres HaKosov that says that a Kovli Shemayim puts Mir Shemayim. You can't get Yir Shemayim by birthright. You can't get Yir Shemayim without application. You can't get Yir Shemayim without Chochmah. That still needs to be explained why Chochmah is the element that is needed. The second half, which gives us a problem with the first half also, so how come you find people that have no Chochmah and are deeply religious? And they don't smoke, swear, or drink, or whatever else, you know? Yeah. Because they were brought up deeply religious. I don't know if they still exist. There's probably, I don't know if Western society has wiped them out, but probably are still some like that around somewhere. Right. That don't do what they've been taught to be is wrong. There's a problem that Klal Yisrael sometimes suffers with, that there are such goyim that are very good at it. And they can live years without doing any of this in their terms. And they can come to us times. Who are you guys? What's the matter with you people? What's going on here? People are immoral. People are on. The time is in us. They come with their chaz official, their simon tire of Edwin, and say, look at me. You see, I'm a real religious person. Watch what you do. When you start telling him, well, I don't really have Yitzhar. Looks back at you and says, he gives you stone in the mower of speech. Brimstone, what do you call it?
Fire and brimstone.
Fire and brimstone. Burns. Burning hell story. And by the time he's finished, you really don't see that you have the same cheshit to the very that you had before. And there was no element of chokhmah or anything that he said. So l'chol, in ein chokhmah in yid, call your local preacher, I'll show you that not that way. Chokhmah, you know, need to yell and scream. Need fire and brimstone. To put. Probably not in a library. It's something gentle, soft. Like here. You want to put here into child, scream at him. Hit him. Bang him up. Threaten him. Are you going to teach him? What's going on? Hey, Chokhmah and Yira, don't they know anything? What's going on? It doesn't work that way. Okay. I mean, Kass and Yira, all that I hear. But then I mean, Chokhmah, what's going on with Chokhmah? Where's Chokhmah coming to the picture? So the question is clear. Mm-hmm. You have the question? Okay. So we'll use just for a framework the words of the Magen Avos. Main chokhmah in Yira, she'ayira eino ela pri ha-chokhmah. Ki mi shelo yoda ha-chokhmah lo yeda eich yavai me'abayim. So he gives us a marshal, this edition. He gives us a marshal, which we find in the Rishon in very special places, that the relationship between Chokhmah and Yira is a tree and a fruit. If somebody brings you an apple, so there's one thing you know for sure, that there was an apple tree. And if there was no apple tree, then you know for sure that it's plastic. Because the apple can only exist as it's an apple tree. And the apple tree won't produce oranges. Do you relate? There's a Yira tree. If you want Yira in the world, you have to go to the Yira tree. Just the same way that if you want to have apples, you have to go to the apple tree. If you want to go oranges, you go to the orange tree. You want Pitochin, go to the Amunah tree. The Pitochin grows on Amunah, the tree called Amunah. Oranges go on a tree called Orange Tree. And Yira grows on a tree called Chokhmah. That's all he says. That's what he tells. That's the structure. If you want to understand it, that's the way it is. If you didn't understand it this way, then you got it wrong. Okay. So we have the map. That's nice. That's very important. If the person has the map, then even if he doesn't understand it, but he's Fisher and knows when he went wrong. There's always about a million possibilities, and you can eliminate a couple hundred thousand. You're getting very, very close, even if you didn't understand anything yet. So this gives us a structure of an understanding of how the relationship of Chokhmah and Yira is that will eliminate many, almost all of the possibilities of understanding. Maybe I'll throw in one more puzzle piece that will help us clarify the opinion, the subject. Kfir, Pachat, Yir, any of the ways of expressing this concept. Check it out. Within your emotional makeup, everything that comes our way, we tag. It's either something that is positive or negative. Everything is either positive or negative. Every occurrence, every feeling, we give tags to. Afterwards, the degrees, the levels, sort of things that are mixed. Right? But basically, we have everything breaks down to positive and negative forces. Every emotions that we express or express to us have a certain positive emotion value to it. Now, let's ask ourselves an honest question. Okay? What is the quality of fear? How do we relate to that? It's a negative? It's a necessary evil?
So it depends. If it's the right stuff, it's positive, it should be good.
Yeah.
It's the wrong stuff, which it usually is, because that's what we're all doing. Yeah. And you get, and you got the preacher and this whole thing.
If somebody would ask you, would you be willing to forfeit the quality of fear that'll keep you out of trouble in case you meet a lion? So you see, for sure not. Everybody understands that it serves a very, very, very good function. It keeps me out of trouble. And sometimes pick up dangers that are coming my way much before my intelligence comes into effect. So my awareness is even there. I can fear things that I haven't yet figured out why it is all of a sudden I'm becoming afraid. Fear can work much quicker, much better. I'm not always going to give that up. It's an alarm system. That's, you know. But if I'll give you a choice of going two ways, and the same results are going to be regardless, but if you go down this road, you're going to have to experience fear. And if you go down the other road, everything will be exactly the same. The only difference is that instead of fear, you're going to experience happiness, love, something like that. And we'll give you a choice. Here, take which one do you want. So everybody, I hope, that is normal and healthy, will choose. Well, if I have to choose either, if it's love or fear, I'll take love. You'll have to explain to me what I'm going to gain out of going down the fear path to make it worth it. Because basically, that's a negative. That's a price. That's a pain. It might have a lot of value, but if I can avoid the situation, that's better. It might be a necessary evil. It might be a necessary pain. I'm not going to give up my nervous system either. Even though then, even when I stick my hand in the fire, it won't hurt. I'm not going to give that up. But I certainly will give up sticking my hand in the fire that it shouldn't hurt. The pain, the capability of pain, I won't give up. But if I have any possibility of giving up pain, I'm going to give that up. Fear, pachat, yira, is equated generally as a negative emotion. And that's why, under normal circumstances, people really, really basically don't want it. You try to avoid it at all costs. And I have a secret to tell you. If you don't want it, you're not going to have it. Because they don't give it out for free. That we already said. So nobody's going to force it on you. And if you don't want it, you're not going to get it. And if fear is negative, you're not going to want it, and you're not going to get it. All fear that is that type of fear that relates to the world of Dimyon, to the quality, to the capability, that functions through and best to the Dimyun path, is in fact basically a negative feeling. Maybe just one word in parentheses, because it's an important side point. Why do people go on roller coasters? What's the deal?
They don't overcome the fear.
Control.
Overcome the fear.
What?
Overcome the fear, like almost losing it again.
Do you want to overcome the fear?
No.
Experience.
They want experience. I'm saying, they want to live above fear. Let me put it that way.
You want to cheat.
I want to see us survive.
Fear without risk.
But it doesn't end there. Roller coasters are generally relatively safe. But when you finish with roller coasters, there are people that do an awful lot of other things. And one of the most driving forces why they do some of these very, very dangerous and very weird things is not interesting, which comes later. Thrill, challenge.
Feel alive.
Why? That's a lie. They'd rather be dead. If that's called a lie, I'd rather be dead. They're so dead that the only way that they can get some adrenaline running in their blood, which is basically a form of taking drugs, much healthier. That's just a form. They don't want fear. They want an adrenaline high that fear will produce. Fear will produce adrenaline high. All fear that has its source in the world of Dimyun or anything that relates to that whole concept is in fact a pain. If you're good at it and you set these things up properly, you can make a pain that will produce a pleasure that could be worth it for you if you have that type of a person. Most Bali Chochma of even secondary levels. You go ahead. I'll write down. I'll skip this one. Almost all children of, let's say, teenagers, right? Almost all children will go on a roller coaster. Many adults will. Because children are highly, highly Dimyun oriented, and they can be in that whole world of fear, and with all the explanations with it, of why it becomes positive and negative. But to the degree that a person is chokhm oriented, no thanks. Vada, I'm not going to vata on my nervous system. And Vada, I'm not going to sacrifice the capability to fear. But I'm not going to go look for opportunities to be afraid. I'm going to run from it at all costs. Just when I have no choice, I'd like to have it, that it should help me prevent major damage. That word, the word describing that emotion, it was also Yira. And that Yira doesn't need Chochma at all. It's best. It works best without Chochma. Chochma usually eliminates it. the fear that most people have. One of the most successful things that psychiatrists are able to deal with is paranoia. Because basically what paranoia is just a more developed form of the Dimyun feeding fear. And with Chochmas Yivam, a simple Chochmas HaMushis, is sufficient to eliminate the process. Because it can only exist in a world where without Chochmas. To whatever degree you can bring in Chochmas and understanding into the world of that Dimyun and paranoia, it ends. The process of the description of how paranoia ends, it's like turning off a switch. It's gone. Like it never existed. Sorry. Because it didn't exist. It was a Dimyun. And as soon as you applied enough Chochmah to lower the level of Dimyun, then it stops. They have full respect for the Chochomim, Chachmei HaNefesh, called psychologists, that are able to apply a certain minimal level of Chochmah to eliminate paranoia. It's very respectable. Kol HaKavod Lahem, they're very good at it. When somebody has that problem, they almost always will be successful. That whole world of fear is what the Mishnah is coming lafu. That's not Yiras Hashem. It's a necessary evil. You have to have that too. It's good to have that around also. That's not Yiras Hashem. In a place, the ultimate place where year is natural is war. Is war. The most fearful situation is charging onto the battlefield. Especially when you're, it's not a surprise attack, they're attacking you. And there's a lot of them making a lot of noise. That's the classical situation of fear of that type. And in order, the Torah always addresses every issue at its prime, at its center point, at its place. Since the prime, ultimate description of fear, and El Harami, the pasuk shows you how it all comes from Dimyun, how the Dimyun takes. You blow shofars when they attack you. Well, the shofar can't hurt you. And they scream. Well, the scream can't hurt. They don't become more numerous, and they don't become more dangerous, and they're not more powerful the louder they scream. So what are you screaming? They're making noise. It's called psychological warfare. It translates in roughly in Hebrew to Dimyun. Works. For all those people that function in that world. The Torah, on every level, and every space in the person's existence, this comes to save us from that world. So at the place of Muhammad's mitzvah, where is the time for Torah and that fear to come in contact, there's an open love. You're not allowed to fear. You're not allowed to have that fear. You're allowed to be afraid of a lion. You're allowed to have afraid of a lion. Of a lion, you can be afraid. If you go to the zoo and the lion roars and you shiver a little bit, it's all right, no, nothing wrong. there's a particular place where you have the ultimate form, and where the Torah found it is the place to attack this Zelu Mezeh, Yira Keneged Yira, the wrong Yira against the right Yira. The quality, the place where this quality is to be expressed is in the Chomer. And then there is a laugh in Arabi Frey. They see him in five Lushangas against the five different forms of the Dinyan that they use. It's a very, it's an interesting parsha to go into all the five different forms and what exactly each one represents. The sum total of that all is a charging army, tanks, on the attack against you, is the ultimate form of fire and brimstone. And the Torah tells us, don't relate to it. Raise above it. Don't be afraid. It's not what I had in mind, it's not what I want. In Ein Chochma, Ein Yir. That year, that's called Ein Yir. Just like we had Ein Chochma, we had Ein Derech Eretz. Yavale, that's also called Yir, but relative to the Yir that we want, Ein Yir. Ein Chochma, Ein Yir. The Chochma that's based on the opposite of Chochma, which is Dimyon. That year, don't want. So, what will the real year please stand up? Here, 5 minutes. So, give me 10. What is it that the Mishnah is telling us? The main Chochmah there. The Rishon and the Rishonim tell us the Moshel that the year that we're talking about is that to go on the tree called Chochmah. And the year it didn't grow on the tree called Chochmah, right? At best, the necessary evil, at worst, eliminated. It's a negative. It's something that we've been in that have. Sometimes you're not allowed to have it. Sometimes you're allowed to have it, but it's better if you can overcome it. And sometimes it's a necessary evil that serves a function. We don't want that. We want a year that grows on Chochmah. The basic difference between the Yira that comes from Chochmah and the Yira that comes from Dimyon is that the Yira that comes from Dimyon has no essence or element of relationship at all to that that I'm afraid of. Adrabe, the basic driving forces don't have anything to do with it. The Yira of Dimyon, and you're afraid of a lion. You have no relationship with the lion. And if you have a fear of lions or of heights or of whatever it is that you're afraid of, let's say a person has a fear of heights. So one thing it'll bring them to do, not get into elevators. Because elevators have a way of bringing them up to the 103rd floor. And he doesn't like 103rd floors, they're high. So he won't get in them. He'll avoid contact. It will eliminate, it will prevent any form of relationship. To whatever degree that's possible, not to have anything to do with that, that I'm afraid of. It is the ultimate destroyer of relation. Fear that's based on Dimyon teaches a person don't have anything at all to do with the least possible with that that you're afraid of. Immediately when we understand that, then we go back to years of course. We get, something's wrong.
Does it mean that I'm not supposed to have shyness to the emotion? Or the whole idea of years of course is to stand in front of emotion? The depths,
the terrible, terrible depths.
A fire and brimstone religion is that it's totally, totally based on forcing the human being to have nothing to do with the relationship.
And the more fire and brimstone, the less you have to do with the relationship.
To the point that you can hate it. If you don't hate him, you're alive.
Because year that's based on Dimyon is an anti-relationship quality. Set barriers and separation and distance with the desire end of eliminating relationship to the degree that it's possible. Yir Amitis has an opposite end. Yir Amitis is the ultimate relationship. The highest form of the highest relationship pure body vinivra is so low that basic relationship is called yira, and it can only exist under the auspices of this koya called yira. Yira that grows on chokhmah tree is the basis of the essence of the relationship between man and his maker. The Tzadar Shofa, why we use the same word for the two forms of totally opposite years, is because the real year also has an aspect of distancing. When a person has real year, he also stands back from the emotion. As the Rambam describes in the beginning of the Sefer HaTehillim, those days. Yira will cause a person standing on the Har Sinai to go back 12 mil. But the difference between the yira that causes a person to go back 12 mil that grows on the Chokhmah tree and the difference of yira that is the basis of fire and brimstone religion is that the yira of fire and brimstone breeds hate, breeds distance. And the yira that grows on a chokhmah tree breeds ahava. As the Rambam himself explains in the beginning of his days. The essence of relationship of Nira Tabayre is one of year. And there is a retraction, there is a restraint, there isn't putting oneself down, wanting to go back, not stand too close. That comes out of real year also. But that yira is an extremely desirable, positive closeness. And it can only be produced and even understood
or experienced if it grew on the Chochmah tree. Without Chochmah, there is no recognition b'chlal that such a thing exists. Those who don't have Chochmah are totally incapable. You can talk from now until doomsday, and there's no way you can experience them. It is directly equal to trying to explain somebody who never tasted wine, what does it taste like? It's not water, it's not milk.